the pitch and turns it upfield, but comes up a full yard short. And Cass City's defense makes this stand now, but has to start on their own 3 yard line, roughly.
5 yard line. T formation for Cass City. It's a handoff right up the middle, trying to get a little bit working room behind the line of scrimmage. They get down to the 7, a 2 yard gain for the Cass City running back of number 33. TJ Moore brought down by Brady Wren, defensive lineman junior for the Lakers. 3 yard gain.
Yeah, you can't get very creative here if you're Cass City this far back in your own territory. So not a shocking thing there as TJ Moore gets the carry there to try and give them some breathing room away from their own end zone.
Second down, 7 to go. It's a handoff right at the middle to number 30. That's number 3, Nick Perry. And it takes two men to bring him down at the 18, and he forces his way all along to the 23-yard line, enough to move the chains and then some for Kansas City, first and 10 from the 24.
Yeah, nice run there by Nick Perry as he sneaks through that defensive line of Lakers and gets up into the defensive backfield, where eventually he's brought down, like Clark said, a gain of 20-plus yards on that 16 on that play. And that is definitely what they needed to get away from their own end zone. And a fresh set of downs now for the Redhawks.
Working just inside the right hash mark in the T formation. Number 6, your quarterback tonight, Sandon Cuthrell. It's a little bit of a pitch and pass out to number 40. Number 10, excuse me. Brennan Hamilton, the tight end. It is complete all the way out to the 39-yard line. Brought down by Brennan Wisner.
He had a pretty nice play there. Sandon Cuthrell under pressure again. Lakers getting into the backfield here, creating havoc. Sandon Cuthrell, though, a nice job for a freshman. Not threatened, not pressured, just dumps it off to his safety valve, the tight end, Hamilton, who just slips off the end of the line of scrimmage and catches the ball and turns upfield as he is uncovered.
It's a handoff to Nick Perry trying to go around the left gap. Gets across the 40-yard line. Then gets about 3 more yards out to the 43, maybe out to the 44-yard line. As he is slow to get up, brought down by Jacob Kretschmer. Second down, 6 to go for Cass City with 5 seconds left in this first quarter and no score. And that is how we will get to the end of the first quarter. 0-0 tie after 12 minutes from Cass City, Michigan in week number 5 on the WLEW Sports Network. Coming up is the second quarter. It's Lakers 0, Cass City 0 on your home for high school football.
Farmers Cooperative Grain Company Cass City store now has convenience lumber such as 2x4 and 4x4s, OSB board, shingles, nails, and decking screws, bag fertilizers, grass and garden seed, and other lawn and garden supplies. And of course, you can order any of your lumber needs for delivery to the Cass City store at the corner of M53 and Bay City Forestville Road. Farmers Co-op Grain Company is open Saturdays from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. and weekdays 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Farmers Cooperative Grain Company of Kindy, Elkton, and Cass City, Michigan's oldest member-owned co-op.
A packed complex tonight between Cass City and Lakers. We have played one quarter and still no score. A beautiful night for football in week number 5 of the regular season. Clark Ramsey and Dave Hansman, the broadcast tonight. Our director of sports information to my left, Doug Cole. End of the first, no score between USA and Bannex. It seems to be the time of the season for that as defenses are starting to hunker down. Cass City on offense facing a 2nd and 6 from their own 43-yard line. First down marker is at the 49-yard line. We saw a lot of back and forth between both teams, both coming up with some defensive stops in that first quarter.
Yeah, both teams exchanging punches, but neither team falling down here as they've both teams have threatened to score. Lakers more so than Cass City, but both teams haven't been able to finish off drives.
Sandon Cuthrell hands off to Nick Perry. He gets across midfield all the way to the Laker 48-yard line. Brought down by Taylor Cady, the defensive back for Lakers. Enough to move the chains. First and 10 in Laker territory for the Redhawks.
There's been some big runs and big passing plays in this game early. Both teams' leading tacklers are both teams' defensive backs, so that's usually a bad sign for defenses when guys like Brennan Wisner and, on the other side of things, Brendan Hamilton are your leading tacklers.
Mind you, we have not seen much of Hunter Seeley. since early in this game when he went down with an apparent hand or wrist injury. And he's finally back in the game right now. It's a handoff around the left end to number 11, Brad Hacker, trying to find that seam. And sure enough, Hunter Seely tracks him down at the 40-yard line for an 8-yard gain. Second down, 2 to go for the Red Hawks from the Laker 40-yard line.
Well, it's huge to have him back on the field because, as you've seen, the speed he showed to get to the sideline there to make the play, you just can't put a price on that. The question is he keeps flexing that hand and wrist area. He keeps kind of shaking it off there. It'd be interesting to see if they put him back in on offense because he needs that hand and wrist to hold on to the football.
Second and 2, it's a handoff to Nick Perry through the gap and gets across the 35 all the way down to the 32-yard line. It's a gain of 8 on the play, enough to move the chains, and Hunter Seely with a second straight tackle.
Again, like I said, when you know when he's on the field because you're calling his name, he just has that appeal to him. He's fast. He reads the play well. He is a running back by trade, so he does read the plays very well, and he is in on a lot of tackles. That is big for Lakers defense. However, the defensive line here needs to step up to help slow down some of these running plays.
11:18 left of the second quarter. Still no score from the Lakers and Kansas City game in front of us. You're listening to WLAW Sports Network on Sports Radio 102.1. It's a handoff to number 11, Brad Hacker. And he's brought down by number 11, Taylor Cady, for the Lakers. Close to the original line of scrimmage at the 32-yard line. We'll give him a yard. Second down, 9 to go.
Yeah, and as the evening comes upon us here, the field may get a little slicker. Again, he went to change directions, and totally his feet come right out from underneath him. Looks like he slipped, making an easy tackle for Taylor Cady and a short gain on first down.
Second down and 9. T formation for Kansas City. Sanding Cathrell under center. It's going to be a keeper around the right side. And here comes Brandon Wuchlinger swinging him down to the ground. They're going to say forward progress had him stopped at the 36-yard line. And this is going to be a big loss. It's going to set up a third down and 15 for Kansas City.
Did not look like the play was run correctly. Possibly could have been an option to the right where Cathrell is running to his right with the option of pitching it back to his running back. But as you mentioned, there was no time. Brennan Wuchlinger come flying off his line of scrimmage and nailed the quarterback and threw him down like a rag doll, making a nice play in the backfield. Third down and very long coming up for Cass City.
Reese leading Vassar 13-0 in the first half. It's a handoff for Cass City to number 3, Nick Perry. He breaks free of his first tackle and continues down the field for the first down all the way down to the 21-yard line. And brought down by Hunter Seely for Lakers. And he's a first and 10 from the 21.
Yeah, if you ever have an issue or need a big gain, hand the ball off to Nick Perry because that guy, he is unbelievable. A junior still for this Cass City team. He runs extremely hard. He is extremely fast. And dragging defenders, Hunter Seely eventually making the tackle for Lakers. Again, third and long, Lakers defense has them right where they want them and let them off the hook.
It's a handoff right up the gut, and it's a scrum. Number 33, TJ Moore, your ball carrier, gets out to the original line of scrimmage, maybe out for another half of a yard, brought down by Jacob Kretschmer out of the linebacking core for Lakers. Now second down, 9 to go for the maroon and white.
Yeah, not a lot of running room there as they fake the run to the left and hit the last running back going to the right, TJ Moore. Cass City defensive line, the Laker defensive line, not fooled by all the play action as they make the play, stand their ground, and again, a short gain on first down.
T formation is a quick handoff right off the gut and gets nowhere fast, maybe out for a yard as he fell forward. That would be number 3, Nick Perry, slow to get up, and he's at the 20-yard line, actually the 21. Third down, same way to go, 9 yards.
Well, that time Keegan Valentine goes unblocked, slides into the backfield, and makes the stop. A guy like Nick Perry, when he gets ahead of steam, he is tough to catch and tougher to bring down. So nice job by stopping him before he gets any momentum. Again, now a third and very long for Cass City. We'll see if Nick Perry or someone can make a big play.
On the quick pass out from Cuthrell to number 84, Cole Chippy is complete inside the 10 down to the 8-yard line. And they convert on the 3rd and 9, and they go for 10 yards and brought down by Hunter Seeley.
Well, you can already see why Sanic Cathrell has taken over the quarterback position.